when a senior person who takes political decisions is absent, then definitely our decisions or program or projects cannot reach the highest level, because it is the minister that takes our projects or decisions up to the Council of Ministers, not the Undersecretary. So it is impacting negatively on our work, the absence of a minister.
How do you feel this workload on you as the Undersecretary, to take or to work both as a minister, as Undersecretary at the same time? How do you feel?
Well, under normal circumstances, it would have been difficult. But given our situation where we have been interrupted by corona, at least the corona part, although it is not a positive one, is slowing things down generally, even for those ministries where there are ministers. So it is normal. We are moving on. With the help, there is a person now in charge also of the ministry for the time being until another minister is appointed, the Minister of Foreign Affairs.
There's a report in the East African Community Legislature with your office would have been concerned that there were no payment for the legislature. What are your comments?
You mean the ELA, East African Legislative Assembly?
Yeah.
Yes, they have some problems there, challenges. It's correct, what you have just said is correct. But of course, there is money out there. Some of the countries, partner states, have money which they have not yet contributed, we have not yet paid. So we are now asked to make sure the countries that have not paid should pay. And that's precisely what we are following up now. We have already made submissions to where it should go, like the Minister of Finance, and we have made contact with the High Office to make sure that this thing is done.
How much was that? Is it supposed to be paid?
We have arrears and we have annual contribution. The annual contribution is 8.5 million or something like that. Generally, all of it, as I speak with you, I think we are between 27,803,000, something like that. But soon, because it is ending, soon another one will add in. We will go to 30-something.
Which South Sudan is supposed to pay?
This South Sudan is supposed to pay to the community, yes. Okay. There are other countries, of course, we have not paid, but I'm not their spokesperson to say who have not paid.
What can you tell the South Sudanese what you feel and the power vacuum you have currently? Again, on the issue of South Sudan is one of those countries who did not pay their arrears.
Well, of course, once you have made a commitment, you must live by it. And until now, of course, we have not failed 100% not to pay. We have paid something previously, except that we're lagging behind. Failure to pay and delaying to pay. We are only late. We have delayed for obvious reasons, but that cannot be an excuse. We are a nation, and we know why we went to those organizations. And whatever responsibilities or duties we are supposed to handle, we have to. So there are efforts being made now as I speak to make sure that those obligations are met fully. And fully they will be met soon, yes.
When do you think the government can really pay the arrears?
From a technical point of view, we have presented this case in two forms. One, to make sure that we pay the latest contribution we have not paid, the 2019-2020 annual contribution, 8 point something million. And then we go back a little bit to the arrears to pay them in installments. We agree with the East African community, come this time we'll pay this, come the other time we'll pay this. This is doable, and it can be done only by talking to them on those basis. This is what we have presented to our seniors, so that they look into it, and many of them see sense in that.
But don't you think that the arrears would affect the performance of your office in the region?
Yes, it does, of course. You know, when you are looked at with some disrespect, it is not good. There is no one doing that yet, but we can feel. If you have not done your part, even in a family, if somebody was calling you uncle, one day he will call you your name directly. So we hope we will do our part in order to really have the image we want to project. Those people, they really respect us. And they know that we have struggled for the last 50 years to go to East Africa. You see, since the Juba conference, when our people said we are part of East Africa, and we are punished for it, we fought until we got it. So we should really do our part. We will have a lot of enormous benefits from doing that.
There was also a report that South Sudan, if they not pay, they will be suspended from the community.
Look, we have a treaty governing every action that can be taken for or against the partner state. The treaty book is very clear.
Do you have any other thing maybe you want to add on what you have just stated?
Maybe we still ask the cooperation, I mean the understanding and cooperation of our people. Some of them think that we are not benefiting from our membership in the East African community. That's not true. So we still appeal for understanding and cooperation with our people.